Arctic grayling are showing up at several high elevation waters along the Wasatch Front. We're catching a few of these beauties next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. Whether it's a simple camp out in the backyard or a day hiking in the canyon, are you ready for some great fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it. The best part is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find all the experts who are passionate about what they do, and they'll get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
Arctic grayling may be closer than you think with a short hike in the Wasatch Mountains. Mike Slater, with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, brings out the flying bubble.
We should mention a couple of lakes where we're stalking Arctic grayling, again, in some of these high lakes, to provide a different new opportunity. One that I would mention is in American Fork Canyon. It's called Silver Lake, which is about an hour hike above Silver Lake Flat Reservoir. It's up in the wilderness area. We've been stalking grayling there now for the past few years, and people are starting to report that they are catching them up in that lake. It's a kind of a natural lake. It's been solidified, and a dam was created at the turn of the century to just make sure that you had water, but we've done a lot of work there just a few years ago to keep that lake full year-round, and I think we're going to see a lot of benefits as far as the overwinter survival of both the grayling as well as the brook trout that are in that reservoir or in that lake. So that's a neat opportunity. In Big Cottonwood Canyon, we will start stalking the grayling in a couple of the high lakes there, Blanche, Florence, and Lillian lakes. There are three lakes that are right together. They all have brook trout in them currently, but you'll be able to have the opportunity to catch the Arctic grayling in those lakes over the next couple of years as well. It's something different, yeah, something, again, a little bit more unique. It used to be you had to go to the UNS to catch some of those species, or that species particularly, and we're trying to bring that a little closer to home, provide some opportunities a little bit closer to the Wasatch Front. I know I've typically used a smaller fly when I'm fishing for them.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.